after months of asking where will Brady go, at least we know one place he won't. At least to this point, we can say he's not going to be the quarterback of the New England Patriots. And that's the big news today. Quarterback news all over the place as we do know that Cam Newton has been given permission, although he says he never asked for permission in the first place, by the Panthers to seek a trade. That's one quarterback domino that we continue to hear. We also have continued to hear that it looks like, according to Chris Mortensen, that Teddy Bridgewater is on the heels of about to sign a deal with the Panthers. So we know that piece is about to take place. And we also know that Brady is not going to New England. So the question is, where will he end up? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Look, let me say this clearly. To begin with, I don't care if he plays somewhere else at the end of his career because he played his whole career with the Patriots. Let's just stop that argument. That doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter if he plays in a different jersey. Who cares? All right, we've seen great NFL players do that year in and year out, generation in, generation out. So aside from the nostalgia of it, what I care about is, where's he going to go? What are the Patriots going to do? And what level of success can both sides of it happen? That's what we're taking your take on. Where's Brady headed? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You can also tweet me at Jason Fitz with your thoughts on it. Don't forget, tune into the ESPN Daily Podcast. It gives you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters, presented by ADT. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcast. So with all of this conversation about where Brady's headed right now, what we know are there are two teams that seem to be the most popular option for him. There's two teams that everybody keeps gravitating towards. That's the Bucs and the Chargers. In fact, a caller earlier offered his take on the Bucs being the perfect fit. And I said at the time, you could make almost every one of the arguments he made for the Bucs also for the Chargers. So somebody would know is Randy Moss. Randy Moss was on First Take today and broke down the two fits for him and why they work so well.
When I look at a possible landing for Tom, and it's kind of crazy that I'm talking about Tom Brady not being the Patriot quarterback, like you just said, for the rest of his life. But I look at a team like, you know, the teams that I've been hearing, like the Tampa Bay Bucks or maybe the L.A. Chargers. But if you ask me between the two of them, I like the wide receiver core for the Tampa Bay Bucks. Tom Brady has always wanted a weapon to have. He had Gronk. He had myself. He had Edelman. Welker, but he needs more than just one guy, and I think Tampa Bay will be a good fit for him.
All eyes are going to be on that decision moving forward. That was Randy Moss on First Take talking about the Bucs and the Chargers. Specifically, First Take, your take on ESPN Radio. I'm Jason Fitz. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And both of those options make a lot of sense. I have said the same thing, though. I've said the same thing repeatedly about the Chargers and Raiders, and I'll say it again. I don't think Brady wants to go somewhere where he's the second-best quarterback on the second-best team in a division, and that's what he's going to be as long as Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are there. You could make the same argument, though, in going down to Tampa Bay that he's going to be competing with Drew Brees in New Orleans. That's not easy either. So we'll now turn to the Shell Penzo Performance Line, where we're joined by ESPN Buccaneers reporter Jenna Lane. Jenna, thanks for your time. What's the latest that you've heard for the Buccaneers and Tom Brady specifically?
Well, to be honest, the folks that I've talked to within the Bucs are just as anxious as everybody else to find out his decision. They've made a very attractive offer to Brady, don't know the terms of that offer, but they've let their intentions be known. And actually, a few weeks ago at the NFL Combine, Bruce Arians let his intentions be known. When we asked him, we said, you know, if there's one guy that, you know, you could make that phone call for, who would it be? And he said Tom Brady, and he laughed. Well, lo and behold, they went out after him aggressively, and now, just like us, they're waiting to hear what his next move is going to be. So I know that GM Jason Light, he talked to Brady this week. You know, they had a conversation about some things. They made their offer, but they're just waiting like everybody else right now.
So, Jenna, let me be a magician and put Brady on this roster for a second. Who are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers if they go into the season with Tom Brady as their quarterback?
Well, they're a completely different football team, I'll tell you that much. You know, they haven't been to the postseason. They haven't been to the postseason since 2007. They've had two winning seasons in the last decade. But they're a completely different organization just from the sheer standpoint of not turning the ball over. You know, obviously Jameis Winston had those 30 interceptions this past year, and he had a lot more that would have been picked off had they not been dropped. You know, turnovers have really killed this team. And, you know, when Mike Smith was the defensive coordinator, you know, the secondary was just a nightmare, you know, between the way they were lining up, giving opponents so much cushion, and just, you know, I mean, they couldn't stop anybody, but we really saw a difference with this young group. It took them some time, but midway through the season, we really started to see a difference with them under Todd Bowles. They're much more of an attacking defense. They're taking the ball away. They've got a guy like Shaq Barrett, who led the NFL with 19 and a half sacks. Jason Pierre-Paul, he's now back. You know, they're really starting to, what they feel, build something with their defense. And then on the other side of the ball, you've got two 1,100-yard receivers, both Pro Bowlers, and Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. They think they have something good, even if maybe the rest of the NFL doesn't quite think so.
So, Jenna, if not Tom Brady, then who ends up as the quarterback for the Bucs?
Well, it's looking more and more like it could be Jameis Winston. And I'll tell you this much. You know, the Bucs, first of all, have been left at the altar many, many, many times. They've been left at the altar by Bill Parcells not once, but twice. They tried to go after Brett Favre. They were infamously stiff-armed by Bo Jackson, who said he would not play there. They have a long history of dealing with runaway brides. So it would not surprise Bucs fans if Tom Brady didn't come here. Although, you know, I have heard from some sources that this is looking like more and more of a favorable destination for him. But if it's not Tom Brady, it'll be Jameis Winston probably, because he's someone that they've continued to remain in contact with as this has gone on. I know it's not easy for Jameis, knowing that he's not the Bucs' first choice, but the Bucs have been adamant since day one. We want to see what's behind door number two. Teddy Bridgewater was their second choice, but obviously he's gone to Carolina. Phillip Rivers is a guy that they're still interested in as well. But if none of these plans work out, they could easily bring back Jameis Winston. Maybe I shouldn't say easily, because, you know, we don't quite know what all is involved there. We really haven't seen any suitors emerge for him. But, you know, I'm having trouble locating other places in the NFL where Winston could go and be a starter. But I know he could be a starter in Tampa. But you just have to wonder, at that point in time, how would it impact his relationship with Bruce Arians, and how long would you want to bring him back for?
You guys can follow her on Twitter at Jenna Lane ESPN. Jenna, we really appreciate your insight. Thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, because what Jenna says there is really smart with Jameis. I'm not sure there's another easy option where you turn around and you see Jameis Winston starting in the NFL. So if you're Jameis, you're frustrated that you're sitting around waiting. You're waiting for Tom Brady and the possibility that he could go there, but you're also not trying to have your ego bruised, because you think you can still start for Tampa Bay and do great things. But at the same time, you're being put into a holding pattern. So not an easy solution. Where will Brady end up? What's his future? 888, say ESPN, 888-729-3776. You can also tweet me at Jason Fitz. Let's get some of your take in. Joe from Massachusetts, what's your take on the situation?
Hey, Jason. Thanks for taking it. You know, he could end up in the booth next to Romo. But but you know, his style, well, not necessarily his style, but the position's evolving to more, you know, into a guy that can peel down the field for 10, 20 yards. So I think instead of, you know, throwing the ball away, you got other quarterbacks, you know, getting the first down on their legs. And I think the position's evolving. And, you know, caller before mentioned the pocket passer. You know, the defensive backs have gotten so fast and so quick that, you know, the availability of checking down to your third receiver is not available anymore.
Joe, I thanks for the call, and I appreciate your take on it. I don't disagree with the evolution of the quarterback position, but I don't want to pretend that it suddenly evolved to the point that Tom Brady has no value. I mean, he's still Tom Brady that was just in a Super Bowl. We're making it sound like the revolution has hit so hard that Brady's been irrelevant as a player. It was a bad year with bad weapons. And again, most of the analysts that you talk to will tell you they put a lot of that blame at the feet of wide receivers. So the people I trust to break down the quarterback position continue to make it clear that Brady has a lot to play for. And that's why I'll go back to, I've had several tweets come in saying, and Kyle's one of them, what if Brady is mulling retirement now? If Brady was mulling retirement, why make that announce today? I mean, if Brady's thinking about moving on and not playing at all, then there would be no reason for him to come out and say anything, frankly. So there's literally zero indication from anyone that I trust that Tom Brady doesn't intend to play in the NFL next year. So to me, he's not going into the booth. To me, he's not going into retirement mode. And to me, he can still play at some level. I don't know that I would want to bank the next 5 years or 3 years even on him. But if you're looking at it right now, to me, there's a lot of value left there. We'll keep breaking down the other side of this too, because we've already given you the Buccaneers side of it. We'll keep taking your take in just a second. second. But I want to jump back over to the Shell Penzo Performance Line. We'll get a little perspective from L.A. right there. Los Angeles Times sports columnist, my guy, Arash Markazi. Arash, thanks for some time. First and foremost, we haven't had the chance to speak. Everything's safe, you're good, and everybody's healthy in your world?
Yeah, just staying home, watching you on TV. I think, thankfully for Tom Brady, we have something else to talk about. But yeah, just, you know, getting nice and comfortable here at home.
Well, first and foremost, and again, I will say this, there are bigger issues for the state of California right now to figure out, and for all of us as a country, than Brady. But we got to have you on to talk about Brady. So your thoughts on Brady to the Chargers right now and where that stands?
Well, last year when I made this prediction, it was a bold prediction. Everyone thought I was crazy. I said Tom Brady will be the next starting quarterback of the Los Angeles Chargers. I thought it made a lot of sense. I think this is a move that makes sense for the Chargers. Jason, they have not moved the needle here in Los Angeles. They're moving into a $5 billion new stadium. They got to sell tickets. They got to sell personal seat licenses. They got to sell jerseys. Again, they haven't moved the needle here, so they really have to do whatever they can to go out and sign Tom. And if he wants to feel wanted, if I'm the Chargers, I mean, that's really the only move that you could make here.
Well, Arash, if he goes over to the Chargers, how good does that team suddenly become?
I think they're a Super Bowl contender. I mean, you look at what they have on offense with all of the offensive weapons, with Keenan Allen and Mike Williams and Austin Eckler and maybe Melvin Gordon, a great defense. I mean, we have to remember they were a 12-4 team 2 years ago. And again, they lost a lot of close games last season. But this is a very good team. If you look at them on paper, they are right there. And I do think that if Tom Brady goes there, and I think, listen, this is a move that it's not just a football-related move. For the Chargers, it's a move that they have to make to sell tickets and move the needle in Los Angeles. For Tom Brady, he's opening up a production company. It's a little bit like LeBron James, where it's like, yes, I think I could win here, but also this is my life post-career. So there's a lot of factors involved here, and for that, I believe Hollywood, Los Angeles, is the best place.
We're talking to Los Angeles Times sports columnist Arash Markazi on the Shell Penzo Performance Line. It's First Take, Your Take on ESPN Radio. I'm Jason Fitz. I guess my hard time with what you're saying, Arash, is that last year I thought the Chargers were going to be great too. Obviously, injuries derail a little of the season, but we're talking about Phillip Rivers like he's an asset to another team when I'm looking at it and saying Phillip Rivers couldn't make much happen with those very same weapons. So was that a Rivers issue or is that just a Chargers issue?
A little bit of a Rivers issue if you watch the games. I mean, a lot of pick sixes, a lot of turnovers, a lot of mistakes. And I'm not saying Tom Brady will clear that up. Clearly, you have to be healthy. All I'm saying is on paper, and health was a big problem. But if this team is healthy, on paper, they have the talent to compete for a championship. So while I don't think, obviously, he's not the long-term fit, but for these first 2 years, and you just have to look at the timing of this, you're moving into a $5 billion brand-new stadium in Los Angeles, a city where you have not moved the needle. Jason, even when they were 12-4, no one was talking about the Chargers. So you have to find a way. And because the stars have aligned this way, they have the path towards the biggest superstar that they could potentially get. The only star that I think in American sports that could rival LeBron James, they have the path to sign him. And that's why it is so imperative for them to do that. It's not like a normal football move. You just moved into Los Angeles, a city that didn't want you. You came there and they already had pro football. They had all these teams that they wanted. You just showed up. The only guy, Jason, that could maybe move the needle is Tom Brady. That's why they got to sign him.
You mentioned the beautiful stadium, Arash. What effect does the travel ban currently have on their ability to sort of recruit Tom, given that he won't get to see those facilities or that stadium?
Well, I believe he can. I mean, I think you can make a trip locally. But you know what, Jason? A lot of these guys make the decision of where they want to play, and they don't have to visit the practice facility and things like that. I mean, I think he's probably seen it on YouTube or whatnot. You know, when Kevin Durant made the decision to go to the Warriors, he was in the Hamptons. So I don't know if he necessarily has to take a tour of the facility, but Listen, again, I do believe if he decides to come to the Chargers, clearly it's not because they have a great fan base, because they don't have a ton of fans. You're making this decision, A, because it's close to what you want to do post-career. When LeBron James chose Los Angeles, make no mistake about it, he loves the Lakers maybe, but it was about Hollywood. It's about, I'm going to be playing for two more years and then what? And I think when Tom Brady's done, he's going to go into Hollywood as a producer.
You guys can follow him on Twitter at Arash Markazi. As always, you do great work covering it, my friend. Stay safe. Thanks for giving us some time.
Thanks, Jason. I'll talk to you soon.
And, you know, he makes a really valid point about the need for that particular team to put butts in seats and to sell jerseys. And look, we've heard that about a few different teams, and I've loudly rebutted it when it's been a conversation about the Vegas Raiders because their stadium's already sold out. They're going to be printing new gear that says Las Vegas on it. So I don't think it's really an advertising benefit, but for the Chargers particularly, it absolutely is. And that's why if you factor in what Field Yates has said so prominently across the ESPN platform that, you know, Brady could be worth tens of millions of dollars just in that sense. Man, I would have no problem and no shock from the Chargers coming in and offering substantially more than anybody does because it means substantially more to the team and they get more benefit from the off the field things that they can benefit from a profit standpoint. Mike in Boston, what's your Brady take? Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, man. I hear a lot of value in it's kind of shocking, a good passer anymore. And I think that there's value in his leadership and his ability to take a team and lead it really effectively. But I just don't think he's a good passer. I saw him throw 24 touchdowns and like 10 picks last year or something like that. And he had like an 88 rating and he was missing low a lot. I don't even remember the last time he could throw the deep ball. I have a sim probably 10 games last year I watched from start to finish. And I don't remember him throwing the deep ball like ever.
Well, but again, I'll go back to how was that offense built and what was around him. And they still went last year 12-4 with, you know, 60% completion percentage. The year before, they were 11-5 with 66% completion percentage. And if you look just a year ago, you're talking about a 5-1 touchdown ratio and a 1-9 interception ratio. That's incredible. Like, do you think that he suddenly hit a wall? I have a hard time believing that. Look, he's not the Brady, perhaps, that he was a few years ago. I'm not going to argue that. I'm not going to argue that he's suddenly going to come in and light it up. But, man, it's hard for me to just suddenly accept the fact that Brady's no good. And also, I'll ask Patriots fans, if you feel that way, did you not want him back? I mean, I think that's a fair question. If you think he's washed, did you not want him back on your team? Because I certainly haven't heard any fans today that are Brady fans that are coming in saying he's washed that wouldn't also turn around and say, you know what? We'd still love to have him here. That's all I'm saying. Like, you got to apply the same logic from both sides of it. We're going to keep breaking down everything you need to know. We'll try that again. We're brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Right now, the Patriots may be putting a job out there looking for a new quarterback. In the meantime, quarterbacks will have new teams. Some big-name wide receivers already have new teams. Michael Irvin joined First Take to discuss. You'll hear his big takes on the wide receiver movement. You'll hear that next. But first, you're the hiring manager. You've been tasked with finding the most talented job candidates in your industry. That's a tall order. You can't just look at Shefty's Twitter to figure it out. Indeed helps you narrow the field with their powerful suite of free tools to enhance your job posting. Screener questions identify quality candidates based on the must-have requirements you define. An online skills test let job seekers show you just what they can do. Right now, post your first job at Indeed.com/DJ today. Get a sponsored job upgrade for free. That's Indeed.com/DJ. Terms and conditions apply. You'll hear the terms and conditions of the wide receiver movement and what Michael Irvin thought of it next on First Take. First Take, your take on ESPN Radio and ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. We're going to get some of your take in here as you guys are excited to talk about where Brady's going to end up. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I get it. Brady's going somewhere. We know he's not going back to New England. Where is he going to go? What's next for him? What's next for the Patriots? We'll take your take on it. But before we get to that, I want to get to some Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart. We had a little wide receiver straight talk today. And lost in all of this is some mega deals. Amari Cooper signs a 5-year, $100 million deal with the Cowboys. DeAndre Hopkins yesterday traded from the Texans over to the Cardinals, and now Stephon Diggs traded from the Vikings over to the Bills. So as we continue to break down what all of this means for the wide receiver position, we had a great wide receiver, one of the best of all time, Michael Irvin, joining First Take today as he broke down a little bit of his thoughts on DeAndre Hopkins specifically.
I don't understand how this man is in a position to make his decisions. Dude. To trade DeAndre Hopkins, one of the best wide receivers in football, number two in yards, receptions, TDs, to trade this dude and don't even get a first-round pick. It's damn near a fireable offense, if not a flat-out one. What were your thoughts about Bill O'Brien of the Houston Texans trading DeAndre Hopkins, clearly for emotion? Clearly because of emotion, because it makes no football sense whatsoever. What are your thoughts about that?
Clearly, Stephen A. I mean, my head just blew up like a cartoon. Boof! Are you joking? Are you serious? And it's one thing to say, okay, I'm trading him. But if you don't get two, I'm talking about two first rounders for this kid, for this dude. And let me tell you why. Because he is a mistake eraser. He is not. You can get a young quarterback, you can get an old quarterback. You don't have to throw him the perfect ball. Just put the ball in the area code, and he answers the call by catching the ball. So he is a mistake eraser. He is, if you're not accurate, he can work with you any kind of way. Soon as I heard the trade, I texted him. I said, man, what is going on here? He said, yeah, man, I'm excited about my new destination. I said, okay, I'm glad you're excited, but something happened in Houston for them to do this right here. And, you know, he didn't really want to get into it because he's that kind of a dude. He's a class dude. But you heard it, Stephen A. talking about, well, he wanted a new contract, and we don't do that. You did it for J.J. Watt. You did it for J.J. Watt. What do you mean you don't do it? You don't let this kind of talent leave the building.
And Michael, he
left that kind of talent leave the building.
Not only did he let that talent leave the building, he did it at an inappropriate value. Remember, the Vikings traded Stephon Diggs in a 7th-round pick to the Bills. And exchange got a 1st-round pick, a 5th-round pick, a 6th-round pick, and a 4th-round pick in 2021. It's a much better haul at that point. And a reminder that there wasn't a 1st-round pick at all involved in getting DeAndre Hopkins. Now, Michael Irvin was not done, as he had plenty to say about the Amari Cooper signing for the Cowboys when he was on First Take, talking about what that means for Dak.
I love that they kept Amari Cooper because I saw what the Dallas Cowboys looked like a couple of years ago when they got rid of Dez Bryant and didn't bring in another number one receiver. They need Amari Cooper and they did what they needed to do to keep him. Now, I heard when Snoop came on, I've been texting back and forth with Stephen A, and I want you to stop the rhetoric that Jerry's doing that wrong. Jerry's not
you
doing that
stop
wrong.
It.
That's just been, oh God, no. We're gonna have this conversation.
You better stop
right
it right
now.
There.
Let's stop, Stephen A. Stop. No, listen. If this was like, okay, in Tennessee, you give a Ryan Tannehill $120 million and you're offering Derrick Henry a 1-year deal $10 million. That's highway robbery.
I agree.
That is doing somebody wrong. This right here, right now, because they already offered Dak Prescott $33, $34 million a year. So he's offering him the second highest paid in the league right now. So he's not doing him wrong. This is just business. I heard Snoop Dogg calling in, and Snoop is my dog. But I wanted to call Snoop and say, wait a minute. Stop the madness. You guys are out of
That's
hand.
That's right. You'd have got your feelings hurt. And you'd have got your – you zip it right now. You'd have got your feelings hurt. And here's
why. Oh, my God.
Because here's the deal. You got somebody in your division. You got somebody in your division in Carson Wentz. We like Carson Wentz, but Wentz has never, he got to the playoffs for the first time this year. Couldn't complete the game because he was injured. When they won the Super Bowl, he was hurt. When they got to the playoffs the year after that, he was hurt.
Right.
He has not accomplished what Dak Prescott has accomplished. 4 straight years. Missed a start. Winning record in 3 of the 4 years. Completed 65% of his passes in 3 of the 4 years. Just nearly threw for 5,000 yards. You paid Ezekiel Elliott. You paid Jalen Smith. You now paid Amari Cooper. You paid every damn body. But your quarterback and you, a wide receiver, loved yourself some Troy Aikman. You know the value of the quarterback. You know that the quarterback position and all that comes with it. Plus, you know what the obligation is in Dallas, and you gonna sit there with a straight face and act like you don't know any better?
Now, listen,
don't you
man.
Sit here listen. And act like Dak Prescott has been treated fairly. You know better, playmaker. You know better.
First Take, your take on ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. What Stephen A's forgetting in that entire rant that he just went on is that Amari Cooper was allowed to hit the open market because they didn't get the deal done. Now, Cooper wants to stay with the Cowboys. He gets the deal done with the Cowboys. It's fine. But let's not act like the Cowboys were proactive in getting things done with Amari Cooper. He had the ability to sign with another team should he want to. So it's a reminder that sometimes with the Cowboys, deals take an interesting amount of time. It took an interesting amount of time with Zeke. And what did Zeke get? Obscene money, right? It took an interesting amount of time with Amari Cooper. What's Amari Cooper get? Obscene money. It's going to take an interesting amount of time with Dak, and Dak's going to get obscene money. I mean, this is, if anything, the treatment of Amari Cooper is a reminder that the Cowboys do things on their pace, in their time, in their way, and it works out. It's First Take, your take. That's Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Only at Walmart. And look, across the board, I think the most surprising thing about the wide receiver position specifically is I expected it to be devalued this year. Why are you paying a wide receiver $20 million when this is the deepest wide receiver draft class we've seen probably in history? Draft pundits are telling you that you can get a day one difference maker in the second and third rounds. Not to mention in the first round, there are, what, half a dozen playmakers? I'm surprised to see teams willing to trade future assets to pull in a wide receiver right now and then pay that wide receiver epic money when there is, in theory, value to be had at the position in the draft. It's one yet another of the interesting examples how sometimes we hold a standard, like the running back position. Well, why pay money on a running back when you can draft one? If ever there's been a time to apply that same standard to the wide receiver position, it was this year. Yet what are we seeing? Teams are being aggressive and going out and getting big name talent. I'm surprised to see it. We're going to keep taking your take on First Take, your take. Where's Brady ending up? 888 say ESPN 888-729-3776. Let's go to Adrian from Virginia. Adrian, what's your Brady take?
Hey, man, first of all, I'm a 49ers fan. My baby brother's a big Patriots fan, but he's rolling with Brady, he said. I'm going to go out on a limb here and hear me out. You know, there's a quarterback out there that's in a really good team and a really organization, real good organization, but he always gets hurt. What's your feel, and I'm going out on a limb here, if the Pittsburgh Steelers drop in and take Brady?
I think I'd be
stunned. I know it's a long shot, but that man's always getting hurt, and he plays a couple of games, and then he's gone. And it's happened the last handful of years. So I would like to hear what you have to say about that.
Well, Dwayne, here's the number one thing I want to say about that, and this is important. I would love that, every ounce of that, because it would give us a week worth of conversation points about the Steelers, about how we judge Mike Tomlin, and about Ben Roethlisberger, right? Like, that'd be the best part about all that, right? We would get the opportunity to keep talking and talking and talking about all things Brady if he went to the Steelers. It's far-fetched to me. It's far-fetched to me just because I don't see where that gives them a better solution, and they seem to be all in on Big Ben coming back healthier and better than ever. But I love the conspiracy theory angle, not even conspiracy. I love the way you've put the dots together because, frankly, it gives us more content, and I'll always take more content. That's 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3777. Where's Brady ending up? Sorry, now we have Dwayne in Maryland now. So sorry on the wrong name there. Giving us your take. What's your take on Brady? Oh, that was Dwayne. Okay. We're working in different locations here. It gets a little confusing. That's my fault. Dwayne, I still love the conspiracy theory. Let's go to Jonathan in Florida. Jonathan, what do you got? What's your theory on Brady?
Hey, Jason, how's it going?
Great, man. What's your take?
So this is what I got. Hear me out. I'm going to sound a little crazy like the last caller, but as a Dolphins fan, Dolphins get Brady, all right? You build the offensive line through the draft. We have three first-round picks. Then in the second or third round, pick up like a Jalen Hurts or maybe a Love, come back in the first round. You got your gap for the future, plus you get the immediate picks. And he knows the division. He knows Brian Flores. What are your thoughts?
Jonathan, I don't think anything that you just said is – out of the question of normalcy. In fact, I think it all makes sense. And the only thing I would double down on is why not take Tua? If Tua's there for you at five, you can redshirt Tua. You can let him learn under Brady. You get your future, you get your present. As long as whatever team signs Tom Brady also has a sense of what their future at the quarterback position is, I think it's a smart move. Why not go all in now if you also have an answer to what you're going to do in the future? That would be a great example, and there is familiarity. I mean, the Dolphins make a lot of sense in a lot of ways, so I'll take that all day. That's not a bad call. 888-ESPN, where's Brady going to end up? 888-729-3776. We'll keep taking more of your call. Coming up, though, TB12 is going to add a second team to his career. Career legacy. Stephen A. discussed his conversations with Patriots owner Bob Kraft on First Take. You'll hear it next. That's next. But first, it's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press in basketball is, right? You remember still? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best network, same as the big carriers, but for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of big carriers. No contract, full-court coverage, half the cost, Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. Robert Kraft let us know what some of the terms and conditions were when he talked to Stephen A. Hear about that conversation next. First, take your take on ESPN Radio. First, take your take, ESPN Radio, ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. You guys can keep chiming in. Where's Brady going to end up? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If you missed the second hour of today's show or the first hour, either one, we've had a lot of really great guests to help break down the actuals of where Brady could wind up. So if you missed it, go check it out on demand in the First Take Your Take podcast, brought to you by Capital One. With Capital One, you can open a new checking or savings account with no fees or minimums. Welcome to banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Approval required. Capital One, NA member FDIC. All of this quarterback conversation today with Brady revolves around the fact that this morning he went to social media to tell us that his journey will continue elsewhere. As Stephen A. was breaking things down on First Take, he actually got a phone call from Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots. He talked about that very call on First Take when he said this.
He said that Tom Brady came to his home last night and explained to him why he wanted to leave and that he wanted to leave. He said that Tom Brady is like a son to me. He said, be very, very clear. If Tom Brady wanted to stay, we would have worked it out and he would have remained a New England Patriot. But Tom Brady wanted to leave. And when you give us 20 years of service in the fashion that he did, you've earned the right to do what you want to do. He says, so as much as it hurts me and it hurts this organization to lose him, Tom Brady has earned the right to do what he wants to do and go where he wants to go. He said, I love him. He's like a son to me. I'm going to miss him. He will be forever loved and praised by this organization. But it was Tom Brady that decided that he wanted to leave the New England Patriots. He was not forced out. It was not something that could not be worked out. It would have been worked out if Tom Brady had wanted to stay.
Strong words from Robert Kraft to Stephen A. Smith. We'll keep taking your take. You know I have plenty to say, but I want you guys to get your take in. Where's Brady going? Jeremy in Washington, what's your take?
Dude, how does he not go to Tampa Bay? Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Cameron Brate, O.J. Howard, they got plenty of cap space to bring in a guy like Melvin Gordon and be his best skill set players since 2007.
And I don't disagree with that call, Jeremy. Thanks. The one thing I will say, though, is the two-word answer to me is still Drew Brees. I mean, remember, the Saints, we sort of laugh. You're going over to the NFC. You're going to have a lot in front of you in the NFC, and Drew Brees 13-3 last year. So, you know, there is some element of that that I think matters. Massachusetts Ray from Florida. That's a doozy of a name. Where do you think Brady's going?
All right, it's Massachusetts red because I got the infrared hair. All right, I got the red. But let me tell you something, Fitz, you're the man because you're the only one I hear on this radio saying 12-4, six champions. He's a goat. Everyone's talking about this, that, the other. Like, oh, he's done in this. No way on God's green earth is this man done. If he was done, then he would have already put his papers in. Wherever he goes, he's going to make him a championship contender. Mark my words, if it's the Chargers or Tampa Bay, okay? And you want to know something? You're absolutely right about these sour Bostonians because I'm from Boston, but I've been down here in Florida long enough, and I've been watching the Dolphins. They stink down here, but I like Flores. He's doing great jobs down here. He's not coming down here, all right? What's going to happen is he's going to go to a team, and he's going to make them a contender, and he's – I'm not saying Super Bowl, but I'm definitely saying playoffs. AFC, NFC championship where he decides to go because he's a winner.
That's Massachusetts Red, man. Thanks for your take
you
on
it. Now, he is a freaking winner. He is a winner down in everything. He is the best of all time.
Massachusetts Red fired up on it. Look, and I don't disagree with that. All I would say to everybody is, if you say that he's washed, then would you not celebrate him coming to your team? Daryl from Columbia, real quick, from Columbus. I want to get you in real quick, Daryl. What do you got? What's your take?
Well, I think Brady is washed, man. All these Brady fans are just flat out delusional. This guy has fallen off a cliff, and he doesn't have it anymore. Last season, I saw a lot of ducking and flinching and all that kind of thing going on. He just doesn't have it anymore.
Well, Who is he throwing to?
Well, you got these other rookies on these other teams that these other quarterbacks were able to find those guys and made them great. He can't find these guys. These guys got to be at a certain spot in order for him to hit them. You got to have guys
that can get open, Daryl. I mean, Daryl, thanks. I appreciate your take on it, but you got to have guys that can get open. Like, that's the other side of it. Like, we just want to, like, just imagine suddenly the quarterbacks can win in a vacuum, and they can't. They need help. I don't care who they are. They need weapons. You know, as much as Patrick Mahomes is absolutely incredible, do you think it hurts having incredible weapons around him? No, it doesn't. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say Brady's washed. Look, do I think Brady is who he used to be? No. No. But do I believe that most of you, if you had the chance, if you woke up tomorrow and you found out that your favorite team signed Tom Brady, how many of you would throw your clipboard down in disgust and say, oh my God, I can't believe him. He's washed. Come on. Everybody's saying that if they don't have a shot at him. That's what's happening right now. In the meantime, he's going to make a decision to where he's going to go. That fan base is going to loud it like it's taking him back to the Super Bowl, and everybody else is going to trash it. And the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. Speaking of the truth, Will Cain going to give you the truth next. He'll keep reacting to all the news of the day. Thanks for hanging out with us.